Welcome to the Softball Corner. I'm Dan Hughes. Those of you who are both observant and math-inclined may have noticed that this is program number 27, and you may also have noticed that I do a new show every other week, and you may remember that there are 52 weeks in a year, and half of 52 is 26, so you realize that this episode, number 27, is the first show of my second year of doing In the Softball Corner. Let's take a look back at some of the things I've learned from that first year of programs. A major difference between the early shows and the ones I do now is that when I began, I used music in the intro and outro. But after a while, I decided the music was just wasting your time. You didn't tune into the shows to hear music, you tuned in for information. And in this fast, modern-day world, you and I both want to get in and out as quickly and efficiently as possible. So, out went the music. The shows are much shorter now. Several of the earlier programs had scripts that ran 4 or 5 pages. Now they seldom go more than 2 pages. Again, you can listen to the newer shows much quicker than the old ones. I've experimented with several different microphones along the way, and the one I'm using now is, for you techie geeks, a Rode NT1000 condenser mic. Of the year's worth of Softball Corner programs, a few have emerged as your favorites. The most listened to podcast of all is program number 22, The Knuckleball. That show has only been up since July, and already it's fast approaching 1,000 listens. In second place is show number 13, Playing the Outfield. And the rest of the top 5 are, in order, number 14, New ASA Rules for 2009, number 12, Playing the Infield, and number 16, Batting Secrets. Those 5 shows alone have been listened to almost 2,500 times, and the number is getting higher every day. If you haven't heard them yet, here are those numbers again, 12, 13, 14, 16, and 22. I want to talk a little bit about my book here, Managing and Coaching Adult Slow Pitch Softball. Most of my podcasts are based on chapters in the book, so if you listen to all of the shows, you're getting a good deal of the book for free. Sales of the book, by the way, are slow but steady, and believe me, I'm not getting rich. Bean counters say I'm nuts because I don't allow anyone else to sell the book. You can't get it on Amazon or from any catalog. You can only get it directly from me. That's probably pretty stupid financially. It holds sales down a lot, I'm sure, but it also lets me keep total control over my own book, and it keeps me in personal contact with every single person who buys a copy. In fact, in the past month, I've had 2 book catalogs ask to carry my books, and I said no. My profits, such as they are used to help defray the cost of these podcasts, but I don't think I've actually made enough money yet to cover the equipment I use to record and edit the programs. But I'm fine with that. My pension check covers my living expenses, and I'd rather blow my excess cash on doing what I love, playing softball and listening to myself talk, rather than buying a new car or shoes for the children. And speaking of listening to myself talk, you may wonder what I do in the alternate weeks I'm not writing and recording and editing the Softball Corner program. Well, in those off weeks, I'm writing and recording and editing another program. It's called In the Treasure Corner. Yep, that's my other love in life. I go metal detecting as often as I can. Mostly I find modern coins, tons of them, and once in a while a silver dime or a quarter, and on a really good day I might find a gold ring. I love finding and returning high school class rings. And I've written 3 other manuals I sell the same way. One on metal detecting, one on setting up your own ad-free website for under $30 a year, and one on building a website for your high school graduating class. Check out mine at bdhs65.com. But wait, there's more. I do a weekly old-time radio show, Fibber McGee and Molly, The Shadow, and other programs from the 1930s and 1940s, for a radio station that caters to the blind. And I write a monthly birthday quiz and a monthly column on collecting called The Collector's Corner, where I cover such topics as comic books, baseball cards, and Beanie Babies. Both of these columns appear in the Active Seniors and Baby Boomers newspaper, and if you're interested, you can read it online at theactiveseniors.com. By the way, I noticed earlier this evening that somebody, and you know who you are, has just downloaded every single one of my podcasts all at once, both Softball and Treasure, 52 in all. So I guess I'm not the only one who enjoys both hobbies. Drop me a note if you're also a treasure hunter. Maybe we can start a club or something. I've combined the 2 hobbies, by the way, metal detecting and softball. In our parks, the softball bases have spikes on the bottom that sink into metal sleeves embedded in the ground. The bases are removed after each game, and if people play on the field without the bases in place, those sunken metal sleeves get covered with dirt. So when it's time to put the bases back out, they can't find where they go. That's when I get my metal detector from the car and find those hidden metal sleeves. I hope you've enjoyed this rather rambling look back at our first year. Post your comments at thesoftballcorner.com, and if you're so inclined, check out the book at softballmanual.com. Back to the nuts and bolts of playing softball next time, I promise. Thanks for listening. I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner.